The opinions expressed on the following sponsored program are strictly those of the host, guests, and callers, and not necessarily those of this station, its staff, management, or sponsors. Welcome to the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour with your hosts, Mr. Al Foreman and licensed nutrition counselor, Janet Cimarelli. The Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour brings to you the very latest nutrition information, and the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Centers bring you EDLP. More about EDLP during the show. Here are your hosts, Al Foreman and Janet Cimarelli, licensed nutritionist.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome once again to the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour. No, this is not Al Foreman's voice. I'm Janet Cimarelli, and I'm flying kind of solo as the host today on the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour. But wow, we have so much fun stuff going on at Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center. I have a special guest that's going to be joining us in just a few minutes, and guess who's sitting right here in the broadcast booth at Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center? We have Mr. Steve Kane.
Surprise, surprise.
Surprise, I'm so excited. And you have surprising good stuff to be sharing with our listeners. Brian Craig is here acting as the photographer, the official photographer.
To make sure that the event is preserved in history. Forever.
Okay, because historic day. And we've got Ron Young here, and he's going to be sharing some very, very special information. So demo about the product we're talking about today. We're talking about Provulin and all the good things that are going to happen with your digestive system and your overall good health when you know about the special combination probiotic ingredients with Provulin. And now I have our very, very special guest, Jason Mitchell. Jason Mitchell is a naturopathic physician and the CEO of Provulin. And he has been dedicating his information, his education to the natural products industry for over 20 years. So good morning and welcome to the show, Jason.
Good morning. How are you? Thank you for having me.
Oh, we're so excited to hear what you have to say about Provulin. Provulin being a unique line of probiotics products. And so tell our listeners just a little bit about your background and how you became focused on the probiotic aspect of maintaining health.
Well, yeah, thank you. This mission started quite a few years ago. I was with Country Life Vitamins for over 15 years, from 1998 to 2013.
I thought your name sounded familiar.
I was there. I was their chief science officer when I left, and I designed about a few hundred products of theirs over the course of my time there, and
just
held
a few
many
hundred
different responsibilities. So we were a little busy there for the years that I was there, and that was awesome. So, but what really inspired this mission, it wasn't that probiotics were a hot category. I wish it was that simple. It would mean that what I'm about to explain didn't happen, and I could actually look back on the past. But, sometimes some of the hardest things that happen in our lives are what inspire us to make change or to do things differently. And in 2011, I was diagnosed with an autoimmune condition called ulcerative colitis. And it was quite a surprise. I was over 40. And this disease hitting, pathologically, it was outside the window of when it would typically happen. And so It was really quite awful, and I don't need to get into the elements of that particular disease. Now, I do want to be clear that my products didn't cure me. They didn't even exist at the time, but it's important to mention this part of the aspect because it's what inspired the whole idea of why we put this company together. And I did have to go through medical intervention, and I did have to deal with a lot of challenges with it, but I thank God every day that I was, only a few months after I actually had the right focus and the right attitude towards this disease, I was able to find myself in remission and have been in remission ever since then. But when all of this happened, it started to reveal to me how clear, I always knew it to be true, but I never knew it to be true by experience because I never had to worry about things like this, but that when your digestive system fails you, the rest of your body fails. And it begins to reveal, you know, like if you have a particular muscle in your arm, that particular arm may have a problem, but the rest of your body is going to be pretty fine, right? So, but if your digestive system fails, literally everything in your body suffers because digestion and absorption of nutrients and all these different things are so crucially important, obviously. But, you know, until you experience something so harsh, you don't really ever get a grasp of that physically. I mean, many people are just blessed that they go through their life and they never have to worry about things like this, and I'm very grateful for that. But in going through this, it revealed how much more important this environment became to me. And so it's almost like I had no choice but to focus on what is it that I could do that would improve the digestive system. Now, probiotics became my target. There was no question. I was just fortunate enough that that category was a very popular category at the time and still is to this day. And we were looking at the probiotic category and saying, you know, how is it that I can enter this particular category but make a difference? Not just simply offer a duplicate to what's already on the shelf, because I thought that would be unnecessary. There are so many retailers out there that if you look on the shelf, there are hundreds of options. And I mean, if it's not already confusing to the stores, imagine how confusing it can be for the consumer. And so my goal was, where would I fit as it relates to offering something better than what's already there? Because the beauty of it is all the probiotics that are out there, for the consumers listening, all the probiotics are a good option. It's really not about good or bad. It's about good, better, best, and trying to find the best option that best fits your needs. And so our goal became very quickly fixed on the ideology of producing what we believe to be the best option. And we hope that our retailers and consumers alike believe that as well.
Well, I think it's one of the important aspects of this interview to let our listeners know some very important basic facts about taking care of themselves with probiotics. Let's, yes, number one, tell them where Acidophilus works in their bodies.
Right. So, there's different strains of bacteria. You know, and if you think of probiotics kind of like a community, just like you as people, we as people live in a community. And in a community, you have people that pick up the trash. You have people that are firefighters and police department. You have people that are politicians, business owners, workers at particular different places. Every person in your community has kind of their own unique contribution to that community, and it's all of those different things together that work together to make that community run. Well, the digestive system's much the same way. You have many different strains of bacteria. They all have different jobs, and they reside in different locations of the digestive system for different purposes. And so, you know, I like to look at probiotics because they are alive. They're living organisms inside of you. In fact, every time you take a probiotic, I think to myself, I just adopted new pets. You know, I know that sounds silly, but they're living organisms that come in there to commune with the body and do some wonderful things. So when you ask, what does Lactobacillus acidophilus do? Well, whenever you see the word lactobacilli or lactobacillus that starts with the L, think of the word little and then convert that to small intestines, meaning the upper GI. So most of the lactobacilli species of bacteria live in the upper GI. And a lot of the things that you hear about what they do, they help support the immune system. They help support elements of digestion. In fact, certain strains of these bacteria even help you to create and manufacture certain vitamins like B12 or vitamin K. And so it's really interesting that they have a ton of different jobs. You know, it would be like an ultimate sci-fi movie if you were to ever see what they actually do. Some of these bacteria, these lactobacilli, create bacteriocins. And those bacteriocins are things that are released that help to fight off bad organisms or bad bacteria. Now, if you see bifidobacterium as the first word, just think of that as big or large intestine, and that actually is talking about the lower GI, that also includes the colon. And there's a lot of other jobs that are unique there because this is the area of the body where you're going to absorb moisture and help with removing waste. And so they have fundamentally just uniquely different jobs there as well.
So very important for our listeners to understand that when they look at a label for choosing a probiotic that the Lactobacillus acidophilus is going to be doing a variety of different jobs in their small intestine. And I think that there is a lot of confusion out there. A lot of people think it's just their colon, but no, it has more to do with overall digestive health and, as you mentioned, synthesizing certain nutrients in the small intestine. And then the bifidus is going to be a very active microorganism in their colons. And before we go for a break, I think that Steve Kane has a very interesting announcement to make. Steve?
Oh, my gosh. This was wasn't pre-planned too much.
No, it wasn't.
You want to take a break from the...
So what we're going to do is, let's hear. You have some very, very special offers, but you're not necessarily wanting to do it right now. Is that the message I'm getting from?
No.
Okay.
I wanted to know when you, I don't want to intrude.
Okay, so please, we're getting ready to take a break, and when we come back, I'll be talking about all of the different daily care, women's health, colon support, total care probiotics, and the skin care probiotics with Jason Mitchell,
and
our special guest.
Do you want me to do a little announcement before the break?
Would you please? Fabulous. Thank you.
It's not very complex.
Oh, it isn't?
Most great things are very simplicity.
Simple.
Yes. Simple and slow wins the race.
All right.
We are going to have a promotion throughout the summer here.
Fabulous.
And we are going to be giving away a $50 gift certificate. Good at Tavolino della Notte in Coral Springs. And if you know anything about Tavolinos, if you've ever had the product, you've eaten there.
I've had a lovely dinner with you.
Yes.
A very educational dinner with you at Tavolinos. Incredible food.
So spectacular. And $50
goes a very nice way. And the atmosphere is lovely. The service is impeccable.
Absolutely.
The food is superior.
And you'll be able to register in this drawing we're going to have every Friday. We're going to announce on the Steve Kane Show.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah, we're going to announce. We're going to have a drawing. Come in during the week. You're allowed to fill out one coupon for the drawing. For every visit you make over here, and we will have a winner every week.
Fabulous. And this is going on all summer long?
All summer long.
Fabulous.
All summer long.
Okay, so those hardy Floridians who stick it out during July and August. And
there are a lot of people down here during the summer.
We've noticed on the roads. Yes, indeed. There's lots of people
absolutely
down here.
And if they come on over and say it's a Save-A-Lot and do their shopping for their supplements, they will be rewarded perhaps with a win.
Okay, Steve Kane, thank you so much. Fabulous offer. And that music means that it's time for us to take a break here on the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour. I'm Janet Cimarelli, speaking with our very special guest, Jason Mitchell. And we will be right back after these messages.
When you support your probiotic status with Best Biotic, you are on the way to overall good health. Your brain benefits with Best Biotic. Your immune system benefits with Best Biotic. Your digestion benefits with Best Biotic. Who doesn't need that kind of broad support for health and well-being? Enhance your health with Best Biotic. You can learn more at Save-A-Lot Nutrition Centers and find Best Biotic at incredible savings. Call 754-307-1655 for more information.
Caring for your health doesn't stop with taking the best supplements. Caring for your health also means reducing your exposure to harmful chemicals. Come see the great selection of skincare products that contain no harmful chemicals. Products that support your good health and the health of the world around us. Natural hair care, body washes, fragrances, essential oils, moisturizers. All of these support your good health with natural products, natural ingredients at great prices, fabulous prices, unmatched prices, all at the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center, 3105 North State Road 7 in Margate, 754-307-1655. Are tuned to the Save a Lot Nutrition Hour. I'm Janet Cismarelli, and we just heard from Steve Kane. Okay, every Friday, kind of a special Friday on the Steve Kane Show, and then you'll hear the announcement right here on the Save a Lot Nutrition Hour. And so, joining us, as we spoke before, Jason Mitchell. He is the CEO of Probulin. And then, we're going to be talking about some of the very special activities that are going to be going on right here at Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour and the store. Okay, Jason, let's talk about you. We talked about the importance of the small intestine, the colon, large intestine. And you were talking about your own experience with knowing the importance of probiotics due to your own health challenge. And one of the things that I noticed about what you said was that you had an autoimmune disease and it went into remission. You didn't say the probiotic cured you. It went into remission. So let's talk about remission and autoimmune issues and the role that probiotics play in that particular health challenge.
Well, absolutely. You know, when I said I'm in remission, it means that the activity of the disease is no longer present. And, you know, to use the word cure or eradicated and so forth, I mean, I've come into agreement that this disease is gone for me. Now, I did have to have certain elements of mild medical intervention, only because at the time I didn't really have my strategy planned out because it was a very unexpected scenario. But the role that probiotics play in generally keeping the digestive system healthy is that they occupy particular niches throughout the digestive system. They help to work with the innate immune system, keeping things on ready alert, and they also help digestion and other support mechanisms throughout the entire digestive environment. And it's usually, you know, I'll tell you, and I always back up and say, you know, somebody asked me, well, what do you think caused it? And I'm like, well, I'm probably never going to know the exact answer, at least not in this life. You know, I'm going to, the fact of the matter is that I think what caused it for me was that I had a tremendous amount of stress in my life. And I really believe, you know, we hear about that gut-brain connection scenario.
For
and
sure.
I have to tell everybody, it is absolutely real. It isn't a fictitious thing. The only thing that's a little fictitious is that when companies say they formulate specific products to the gut-brain, here's the good news. Every probiotic is going to participate in supporting the gut-brain connection because all of these living organisms do communicate with the body through different mechanisms. But the fact of the matter is that the gut-brain connection is very real. And you can look in history, some of the phrases that we use as people and took them for granted to some degree, but you have those phrases like, I have a gut feeling, or I'm tied up in knots. Those are literal expressions of how you feel when certain emotional elements or certain cognitive things happen. And so it's very real that you can feel something emotionally in your gut. So clearly there is a connection. And I think that stress is one of the most nasty animals that eats us alive, literally. I mean, I just think that we have to be very careful at managing it. It's almost impossible to live this life without stress, and I think it's why our bodies are equipped with a stress response system. But at the same time, it's really important to pay attention to how stress affects you. And so one of the definite things that I worked on for my life since then is trying to figure out mechanisms or things that I can do to support my stress. You know, when it came to probiotics, though, and how they worked, it was really important for me to look at how do I choose a good probiotic. And, you know, I think that's a great place to start, by the way, is to help people and guide them. How can they make a better decision? You know, it's not just about my brand Probulin. I mean, of course, I would hope that they choose ours because I think we've checked all the boxes for what makes a great probiotic. But you know what? I like to make sure people understand how to choose. I don't know if that's a topic that you'd like to explore, but I'd love to explore that.
Okay, well, let's do it. Certainly, I'm looking at the daily care, women's health, colon support, total care, and someone just walking up and looking at the display of Probiolum products, they'd have a hard time choosing. So let's go with someone whose digestive system is okay and they want to keep it that way. Where would they go?
Absolutely. So the first things that you want to do, even if it wasn't Probiolum, and I know I'm not trying to move away from Probiolum, but just look at the probiotic set and how many different probiotics are chosen, how many different advertisements that are out there and whatever. How do we choose? Well, there are three basic steps that I tell people to look at to use as a character judgment of a probiotic and whether or not it was formulated correctly to give you the support you need, just in general terms. The first item that you should look for is, does the probiotic you're about to pick up and buy, does it contain something called a prebiotic? Now, prebiotic is a term used to refer to an element of food that's called fiber. And fiber is the food that these probiotics, these living organisms, it's what they eat. It's what they like to be nourished on. Or what they like to nourish themselves with, it's this fiber compound. And so fiber, we hear about all the time how important it is. In Probiolum, we use inulin, but there's many, many different forms of prebiotic fiber that are used in dietary supplements, like probiotics. But I will tell you that if someone's trying to tell you there's a difference between them, I will tell you, the research will not support any of that. In fact, when you get down to the fact that it's soluble fiber and it's a particular fraction of the soluble fiber that they call a prebiotic, once it is that prebiotic fiber, it's equally the same across the board. And so a prebiotic fiber is crucially important. So that's step one. Now, what's nice about that is if there's 200 choices, that'll eliminate about two-thirds of the choices on the shelf, because roughly about one-third or maybe a little bit less even contain prebiotics. And so that's step one. Step two is, what's the right potency? See, this one's tricky, because a lot of times in our thought process is that if a little bit is good, then more must be better. And it's this American thinking that gets us a little bit in trouble in many different aspects. But I will tell you, when it comes to dietary supplements, but especially probiotics, it is functionally, it is scientifically simply not true that more is better. In fact, the research that's out there, there was research that was revealed by the International Probiotic Association, and it was published in the Journal of Gastroenterology and Hepatology in 2015. And what they did is they evaluated many aspects of probiotics and looked at potency. What they found was that somewhere between 10 and 20 billion is all that was actually necessary. And why they said that is simply because they compared it to higher doses. And statistically, there was no additional significance at taking these higher doses. They only found that in some really hyper-extreme circumstances, were there any extra benefits by maybe more. But those are more issues that where someone's hospitalized for a specific purpose or something. But the average person walking into a health food store, even if they do have some challenges, it's not about taking more. It's about making sure that what you do take gets delivered properly. And that brings us to the third thing you should look for. Is that it should be that there would be a delivery system, a mechanism in there to make sure that these bacteria are delivered correctly. Because they are alive, they're going to be exposed to things like stomach acid, bile, and there's other challenges and so on in delivering a probiotic. So you want to make sure that there's a delivery system. And more importantly, you want to make sure that delivery system doesn't have chemicals like phthalates or methyl acrylics or all kinds of other things that are commonly used in certain technologies. So to summarize that, to choose a good probiotic, just make sure it has a prebiotic, and you can look for words like inulin or FOS or something of that nature. But inulin is a raw food or version one. And then you have a prebiotic. You want to make sure that it has 10 to 20 billion, and you want to make sure it has a delivery system to protect the probiotics. And so those are three basic criteria. Now, to your question, if someone doesn't have any challenges, they're just looking for an everyday probiotic, the product that we created for that purpose is Daily Care. And Daily Care has a good distribution of your lactobacilli species bacteria, which includes acidophilus, or the bifidospecies bacteria that includes bifidum and so forth. And it gives you a nice general combination of 10 billion colony-forming units per capsule, and that it has prebiotic fiber, it has the right dose, and then it also has a delivery system that when we get done talking about the differences of the products, I'd love to share why the delivery system for Probiolum because that's its cornerstone reality. That's what makes Probulin so special, is the MacTrek 3D probiotic delivery system.
Awesome. So here people are coming in, and one of the additional aspects about Probulin that I want to add to all of that information that you just shared with our listeners, shelf stable.
Yeah.
Talk to our listeners about that shelf stability and the delivery system.
Absolutely. So shelf stable is a term that has become incredibly popular these days. In fact, it's the fastest growing area for probiotics because people want convenience. They don't want to feel they have to be strapped to a refrigerator to take their probiotic. But here's the thing. When probiotics originally started, they came in the form of a kefir or whatever, you know, some sort of fermented dairy product, or it came in the form of a yogurt or something of that nature that in the 70s and early 80s they would have delivered by a dairy, you know, of some kind, and that's how you got your probiotics. But when we made the jump of being able to break the probiotics away from that dairy and actually be able to turn them into a powder and freeze-dry them and put them in a capsule, that's when the focus on stability started. And I will tell you that even though still today we have these refrigerators loaded full of probiotics, most of the probiotics in those refrigerators, one, are not shipped refrigerated. They're not even kept refrigerated until they get to a store. And so it's just become a place to market the products. The reality is that shelf stability means that at a relative room temperature scenario, somewhere between 68 and 77 degrees, which is an average of about 72, you get yourself, you find yourself a place where they're kind of comfortable. Now, one of the things that's crucial, though, is that, and what I mean by comfortable is they stay relatively stable and they're not dying off at any rapid rate or anything of that nature, that the bacterial cells that are in there are actually still viable. But what's crucially important, though, the back of a UPS truck, the back of a FedEx truck is not room temperature stable, especially at this time of year when it's 100 degrees outside, but it could be even worse inside that truck because those trucks end up like microwaves or incubators for these things. This is why Probulin is one of the select few companies in the United States that actually ships all of their products to no matter what location they are heading in insulated boxes with ice. And it's not because they need to be cold. It's just to make sure that they maintain that somewhat room temperature stable environment so that they're not being destroyed by extreme heat exposure. You know, and that's crucially important. And the insulation we use is recycled blue jean textile waste material. So it's completely biodegradable. It is environmentally friendly, but still has the same insulation rating as styrofoam. So we can assure that we're not hurting the environment and we're still getting it to the locations like Save-A-Lot, properly insulated and protected from these extreme heat. So those are some important things about what we do. Now, I know we have a few other products that you had mentioned as well, like the Women's Health Probiotic.
And before we get into all of those other products available from Probulin and get into the specifics about why they stand out in the industry, we have to take a break here on the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour. So our special guest today, Jason Mitchell, and we are talking about supporting your digestive tract start to finish with very high-quality probiotics. Stay tuned. More to come.
Are you taking the recommended supplements meant to address specific health issues? If you've not been able to reach your health goals, maybe the supplements don't have the biological activity necessary. Discuss with me, Janet Cimarelli, the specific nutrients for your health issues. Quality supplements and focused nutrient dosages make a world of difference. To achieve your health goals, come to Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center. Our excellent staff has combined experience well over 100 years. You get the very best supplements at the very best prices. Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center, 3105 North State Road 7, 1/2 mile south of Sample Road in the PennDOT Shopping Center, 754-307-1655. 754-307-1655.
Save-A-Lot prices can't be beat. Come find New Chapter, Garden of Life, Mega Food, Kyolic, Quality of Life, Solgar, Nordic Naturals, Nature's Answer, Vibrant Health, Renew Life, Himalaya, Life Flow, Jarrow Formulas Emergency, Enzymedica, Assorted Silvers, Skin Care and Cosmetics. 754-307-1655. Come see us. Come see our fantastic inventory. 3105 North State Road 7, Margate. 754-307-1655.
And welcome back. You're tuned to the Save a Lot Nutrition Hour, and I have so much information to share with you today. So, first of all, right here at the Save a Lot Nutrition Center, you're going to meet Young Ron, or Ron Young, and he's going to be providing to the first three people that he sees after the show a free 10-day supply of Probulin, and it's called the P-Pack Probiotic, 10 capsules, free for you, coming on in and introducing yourself to Ron, and he will be telling you about any specifics you might have questions on with regard to your own personal digestive system health. And then, don't forget what Steve Kane had to say, a $50 gift certificate will be raffled off every Friday. So you come in and enter for this drawing just once, and every Friday over the summer, we're going to be making this drawing for a $50 gift certificate toward dinner at Tavolino's restaurant in Carl Springs. And for those of you who know Tavolino's, that will drive you right in here to enter for this drawing. And those of you who don't know Tavolino's, great service, incredibly good food, very, very nice atmosphere, and a true delightful dining experience. And so Ron is going to be here doing a demo. And Ron,
yes,
tell us how long you're going to be here and what the demo is going to demo.
Well, the show will be over about 11 o'clock,
right,
and then I'll be here for the next couple hours or so.
Okay.
And as long as people come in, I'll be there to talk to them.
And
we also have, you know, Probulin, as you know, and all the products and Save-A-Lot. It's going to be their low price, and plus we're still offering 10% off the whole store.
Right.
And I have coupons, so it'll be practically free.
It will certainly be worth your while to come on into Save-A-Lot. And there's very specific demo locations around the store. You can come in and talk to Ron, and then we have displays of Probulin in a variety of places around the store. And so back to our very special guest and what we're going to talk about now, the delivery system. One of the things that I see on the front of every Probulin probiotic package is CFU. And a lot of people might not necessarily know what CFU stands for. Jason?
Yeah, hi. So, CFU, it means colony forming units. If I were to break it down in just the simplest terms, it just means how many billions of living bacteria are really in there. And that has to do with the potency, and that's what we were talking about a few minutes ago, that, you know, focusing on the bigger numbers really, according to the science, is not as necessary as people might think. In fact, in almost all cases, with the exception of some really extreme cases, working or focusing on bigger numbers isn't necessary. In fact, some of the research, like I mentioned earlier, it's between 10 and 20 billion that's all that's necessary. And I believe that it's very, very important that good quality information get given to the consumers. And so, you know, because sometimes taking more of something can even be a bad thing. In the case of probiotics, that's not the case. But it's important that you always look at what is the right amount. And, you know, when taking the right amount, because, see, probiotics, you know, that CFU thing, looking for more billions, it would be, you know, kind of seem logical that if you just take more, it'll work faster or it'll work better for you. But, see, probiotics, taking a probiotic to help support the digestive system, it's not an event. It's a process over time, and that as you consume your probiotics regularly, they begin to help modulate and support balance in the digestive system, and that's the ultimate goal. And even if with higher doses, taking a single dose isn't necessarily going to do that. And so I always tell people, listen, There's a lot of hype around potency because that's what gives people the ability to think, well, this is how we compete with other brands. But in truth, the research, I like to go back to the research, and the research shows 10 to 20 billion is all that's necessary.
Tell our listeners what is unique about the women's health probiotic from Probulin.
Yes, excellent. Well, so women, they have the added biomes of the vaginal and urinary tract environment. They are more susceptible to yeast, but that doesn't mean that men don't have yeast issues. So it's really important that when you're looking at a formula for women specifically, that you focus in on certain strains of bacteria that have scientific validation, that have looked at and say, you know, these are more important to support these particular areas. So in our women's formula, we definitely increased the amount of Lactobacillus rhamnosus, Acidophilus, and Reuteri. These three particular strains have an ability to work strongly to support the extra different environments that are anatomically different about men and women. And then we also add Saccharomyces boulardii into the formula. So that is something more of a yeast defense. Now, our product isn't designed to deal, you know, isn't designed to cure or treat or anything like that when it comes to yeast challenges. That's something that you need to make sure that you work with your medical professional to make sure that you work with helping to support that particular challenge. But see, with the women's health formula, it's designed to give everyday support so that a woman can have something that's built specifically for them. Now, the question I get, because, you know, by statistics, 80% of the shoppers are women. They're usually buying for their significant other. And so as a result, we get this question a lot. Can a man take the women's formula? And I jokingly say, yes, they absolutely can. They don't get more sensitive or stop growing facial hair just because it says women's on there or it's pink. They just certainly don't do that. It is perfectly fine for them. It's just the formula itself was designed specifically to support, you know, a woman particularly. So that's why we did the formula differently. Now, very common, the formulas that are out there for women's health aren't really truly scientifically formulated specifically for women. Instead, it ends up being a little bit of marketing. In fact, you'll notice on our line, we don't have a men's probiotic. Well, that's because there isn't any science that says men need specific strains different than women. So,
We had a caller with a question, and sure. I have a very specific answer for this question, and then I'd love to hear Jason's reply. Okay, will anything help with breast health for women? Any of the Probulin products help with breast health? And my response to that is when you have a dysfunctional microbiome, you have the potential for accumulated processed estrogen hanging out in the gut, and there is the potential reabsorption of that, I'm going to say, damaged estrogen that can have a negative effect on your overall hormone balance, which ultimately translates to a threat to breast health. What do you have to say, Jason?
Well, you know, I have to be careful in certain questions like this. I mean, I am a board-certified naturopathic doctor, but because I own a brand and we're representing the brand here, I have, unfortunately, I hope people don't get mad at me for this, but we have these rules by the FDA called DSHEA, and I have to be super careful when it comes to our brand and what we say. But I will tell you this. In general terms, if the gut microbiome is not in balance, literally every process of your body can be affected in a negative manner. And so, you know, drawing a conclusion to say, can a probiotic help? A probiotic can help by virtue of keeping the microbiome in balance and every other biological, physical process of the body benefits from that. And so in general terms, I can tell you that a probiotic is always a good idea.
And that's absolutely true. Your overall immune system, your ability to respond to imbalances and to potential threats to your immune system and potential
sure.
threats to your hormone balance, absolutely the probiotic and the maintenance of your microbiome, critically important from that perspective. Okay, so there's Total Care probiotic. Now, how does that differ, and why would someone make a choice for Probulin Total Care as opposed to the Daily Care?
Okay, so that's a really good question. So one of the things that we as a company, Probulin, promised is we call ourselves the next generation of probiotics, and we promise to uphold that that as new things come to light, we want to make sure that we're building products even better every day. And so not to suggest that our products today aren't great, they are. They're magnificent. And we're going to talk about the delivery system that all of our products have in a few minutes. But Total Care is a new invention on our line that we were working on for about 2 years before we even launched it. There's this new term that came to really start to be a little bit more popular. And we talked about prebiotics, the food for the probiotics. Then we talked about probiotics, the actual living organisms. But now there's this term called postbiotics. And what that really means is that you create the food, the bacteria eats the food. Now, whatever the bacteria does as an output, something that the body benefits from, produces elements called postbiotics. Now, we talked about a little bit of them a few minutes ago when we said that bacteria, you know, help to support the immune system, but they also create bacteriocins, certain vitamins and minerals. They help to create butyrates and fatty acids and all kinds of other things that nourish the body and support the body. All of those wonderful compounds that probiotics create are now being known as postbiotics. And so that when you ferment and create these probiotics, these living organisms, a lot of what companies do is they'll pull the bacteria away from the medium in which they grew in, and that medium is loaded full of wonderful metabolites, all those wonderful things that probiotics create. And there is a tremendous amount of science now. In fact, we even had a particular study that we performed to show that when you incorporate this wonderful fermented medium back into the formula with the bacteria, that the bacteria have better survival, it's just unbelievable all the wonderful things that they get as a benefit from this postbiotic combination that we call Mactabolite, and it's actually listed right on the label. And so it's this extra added benefit. Now, the fermentation process, as you would see on the label, we use certified organic fruits and vegetables. And the reason why that's important is, one, organic is key because they don't have pesticides, all these other challenges, not genetically modified. They're really, truly wholesome and real food. But when you ferment these fruits and vegetables, you get all of these wonderful attributes, things like antioxidants, all these other natural compounds from the actual foods themselves. Plus, it creates an amazingly happy medium for these bacteria to grow in. And then thus, you end up getting loaded full of these postbiotics. So Total Care, if you were to think of a three-legged stool as being, you know, properly balanced, well, you'd have prebiotics, you'd have probiotics, and now postbiotics end up being the third leg of the stool to bring about that true scenario of balance. And so Total Care is this next evolution of probiotics that adds this really important window opportunity to help truly add yet one more layer of support to the digestive system. Now, in addition to that, we added some newer strains of bacteria that have been shown to give great support to the lower GI, specifically the colon, and these include Saccharomyces boulardii, and then Propionae and Pediococcus bacteria, instead of just Lactobacilli and Bifido. So these other newer, more studied strains of bacteria help to support that lower GI, and as many know, sometimes we're a little sluggish or maybe a little over-motivated in the lower GI as far as our ability to eliminate, right? To go to the bathroom. I mean, let's be real. Whenever we're talking about a probiotic, a lot of times it ends up talking about poop. And I know that seems silly, but the fact is it does reduce itself to poop talk at some point to say, hey, my grandmother used to tell me this when I was a kid. If I had an attitude problem, she would say, you know what, you just haven't had a good BM today. And so I would love that because my grandmother said she was wise beyond her years because, she just said, you need to go to the bathroom because you're full of it. So, and I said, okay. And so, you know, it's understanding that our digestive system flowing and moving properly does actually not only affect our mood, but it affects our health. And so supporting that lower GI is super important.
So, Propionum Bacterium Fartarinci Reiki, that we are going to have a spelling contest with that one. And so now I know that your grandmother was your inspiration. The seeds were planted many years ago. To all of our listeners, we're listening to our very special guest, Jason Mitchell, and we're talking about Probulin, and we'll be back with more information so you can make the right decisions with your probiotics. Stay tuned.
Mr. Al Foreman and his team are working very hard to stock the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center with the best supplements, the best beauty care, the best organic groceries. But the best of the best is the prices. EDLP, everyday low prices. We invite you to come and see what we're creating for you, the savvy health food shopper. Come see us at the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center, 3105 North State Road 7 in the PennDOT Shopping Center, 1/2 mile south of Sample Road in Margate, 754-307-1655. 754-307-1655.
Jana Juice is the innovative way to get the benefits of super juices in two easy-to-swallow capsules. Pomegranate benefits without the sugar. Acai, noni, koji berry madness bean, lychee in two easy-to-swallow capsules. Easy to carry with you to work, when traveling, or just too busy to juice. Antioxidants that provide immune support benefits in two capsules. Find out more at Save-A-Lot Nutrition Centers, 3105 North State Road 7 in Margate, 1/2 mile south of Sample Road in the PennDOT Shopping Center. Come in and speak to our friendly and knowledgeable team.
And welcome back. And yes, come in and speak to our friendly and knowledgeable team. And come in and speak to our friendly and knowledgeable Ron Young, who's going to be here starting at 11 with a demonstration, a demo of the ProBloom products and lots of information to share with you. Any questions you might have after listening to the show, Ron's going to be here to answer those questions. And for the lucky three people who come in and say, I hear you're giving away a 10-day supply of the ProBloom. And right here, you talk to Ron. And for the first three people who request it, right here, the ProBloom product. Okay, I have to say the label, reading the label of the ProBloom Total Care Probiotic, amazing, amazing, amazing. An absolutely unique product in the field of probiotics and in the array of choices that people have here at Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center. And if you want some more information, Ron's here to give that to you. And so, okay, we have, as we were speaking about regularity, yeah. And so many people were so concerned about that, ProBloom Colon Support Probiotic. Tell us about that.
Absolutely. Thank you. Yeah, the colon support was probably one of my – that was the first creation I made. And the reason being is because I had a colon issue. And that was really – so I kind of built that product for me. Now, and I will tell you that the main reason is that it is highly robustly fortified with Bifidobacterium, which, as we mentioned at the top of the show, was that these particular strains of bacteria mainly work in the lower GI. Now, what's really interesting, though, is how do you judge, am I the right candidate for this particular product, is really a lot of times the question. And so here's what I tell people. Again, it's about poop talk. Do you go to the bathroom? I mean, I'm talking number two, the poop talk, right? So do you go less than 2 times a day or more than 3 times a day? And if either of those answers are yes, then the colon support's the right product to use until such a time things are supported and maybe balanced or more regulated. And that's really what Bifidobacterium are going to really shine the brightest. And so I tell people, less than 2 or more than 3 times a day, the colon support is the right product. And these particular strains of bacteria are going to help to support that lower GI. And what I mean by GI, if people, you know, hear me say that, it's gastrointestinal environment. And it's just basically saying down below or up top. You know, it's just there's, because the digestive system is quite a bit of a long system. If you were to stretch it out straight, but it's all weaving inside the thoracic cavity there. So you just want to make sure that you know that the lower GI is responsible more about eliminating waste and absorbing moisture and so on. So less than 2 or more than 3 is what the colon support is going to work best for.
What about gas, bloating, that kind of thing? People, their GI tract obviously is in an imbalanced state.
Yes.
What is the best choice for those people who are just so distressed with gas?
here's the one thing that's really awesome about Probilin, the way we formulated the products, is that we know that gas, bloating, indigestion, immune support, and things of that nature are generally what everybody wants, right? They want support to make sure those things aren't happening. The beauty of it is every single one of our formulas are going to support in those basic general areas. We made sure that even the colon support formula had enough of certain species of bacteria that would help to give support in those areas. But the general formulas, the everyday formulas, such as the Daily Care Women's or Total Care, those are kind of like your everyday formulas for basically everybody. But the colon support also, even though we're kind of targeting one environment, the colon support still has species of bacteria that would actually help to support in those areas. And so it's really important that probiotics in general do basic things first before they focus in on some of the more important things.
And I'm looking at a package called My Little Bugs.
Yeah, that's my favorite fun project, man. I'll tell you, that little product was really cool. We took the Total Care concept, the one with the fermented fruits and vegetables and the postbiotics, and we said, you know, we got to build something for kids. And for almost 5 years, I didn't have a kids product. And there was a lot of reasons why, because I saw what they were doing with kids. I wasn't happy that they would put sugar or put them in chocolate formats and make it like it's some sort of candy or something, because that's what we're trying to appeal to children. And I said, man, I've just got to draw the line. I've got to be able to do this wholesome and clean and perfect. And, you know, there were some companies out there that did a reasonably good job, and I wanted to be able to add value. So what I did is I created My Little Bugs. We had custom-made tooling to actually give shapes to the tablets so that they were fun for kids. This custom-shaped tooling were in the shape of a ladybug, a butterfly, and a bee. And these little bugs, because they often refer to probiotics as bugs. And so I said, let's make little bugs. And inside every box, you have a little pad of stickers so the kids can have stickers and have fun with them. The flavor is watermelon. And the one question I always get, how much sugar does it have? Because this tastes great. And I say, well, the good news is it has no sugar.
Awesome.
Artificial sweeteners, flavors, or colors, it doesn't have anything of that kind. In fact, we use a little bit of xylitol, which is something by... It's a sweetening device that actually is all natural and is actually something that even dentists are saying is a good option to sugar and things of that nature, because it's actually inhibiting the bacteria that causes cavities, which is really super awesome. And then we put just a teeny bit of organic stevia, and this particular stevia does not taste like stevia. It actually has a nice taste. So kids actually love it. In fact, my son is probably one of the most difficult people to please, and he'll even eat these and likes them and enjoys
wow.
them, looks forward to taking them. So
wonderful. Now, for any of those individuals out there who don't like to swallow capsules, probably you can go for those My Little Bugs as well.
Right.
I just need to let everyone know that Ron Young is right here in the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center, ready to give a sample taste, and three lucky people will get a free 10-day supply when you speak to Ron about the Probilin products. And to let all of our listeners know, I know we're coming up on the end of the show. Steve Kane was here earlier, and he was talking about a $50 gift certificate for the Tavolino Italian restaurant on Sample Road in Carl Springs. So you come on in every Friday. We will draw a name for that free $50 gift certificate at Tavolino's. And so you come on in, put your name in the barrel, and be ready for that drawing every Friday throughout the summer. And so any last minute areas that we did not cover? Oh, I know.
Yes.
The Probilin probiotic skincare.
Yeah,
incredible.
I'll cover that in the synopsis for you. Yeah,
oh.
You know, two things. The one thing we left was the MacTrek 3D probiotic delivery system is a scientifically validated system that has three scientific studies that validate our system protects these probiotics so they'll arrive alive in the digestive system. And it uses something that we like nicknamed the seaweed submarine, because we use an all-natural seaweed extract to protect them. We hydrate them and feed them, means we give them electrolytes, we feed them, treating them like living organisms, which they are. And so it's really awesome, and we have science that shows they truly helps deliver the bacteria. And you can learn more about that on Probilin.com. But what you had mentioned is the Probilin skincare. The newest invention of our probiotic line was the fact that probiotics put on topically have an effect on the skin. And we have an eye cream, a day cream, a night cream, a serum, and a cleanser. And we recently have added to the mix a kit of three products called our Blemish Kit. And what's really awesome about probiotics is they're scientifically shown in both human and in vitro studies that it helps to improve skin health. It actually helps to support the body's natural skin renewal process. It actually helps to support the lipid barrier, helps your skin look healthier and brighter. And so we have amazing skincare products that feel great. They're not gluey, sticky, or tacky. They, in fact, they absorb quite quickly. And so when you're putting yourself under the paces with all that sun damage and all the other things that we do to ourselves, you know, you could treat your skin to a nice little, I guess you could say, momentary spa moment with actually having some really cool products built with natural ingredients, no artificial ingredients that people would be concerned about. In fact, even our preservative system is using enzymes and bacteria to support the protection of the product in the bottle. So pretty special. Those products are really amazing, and people love them when they try them.
And that music means we are out of time here on the Save a Lot Nutrition Hour. Jason Mitchell, thank you so much for talking so fast and filling our brains with all kinds of very important information with regard to the Probulin products. And Ron Young, thanks so much for being here and offering these freebie taste tests and a 10-day supply of Probulin for the first three people who ask for it. We will be back next Friday at 10. Thanks for listening.
Thank you.
You've been listening to the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour with your hosts, Mr. Al Foreman, and licensed nutrition counselor, Janet Cimarelli. Remember to tune in again next Friday at 10 a.m. and find out more about EDLP. The opinions expressed on the preceding sponsored program were strictly those of its hosts, guests, and callers, and not necessarily those of this station, its staff, management, or sponsors.